The Normal Town Council has approved spending about $150,000 on a 3-year recycling contract with Midwest Fiber for its Dropbox program. Joining us to talk about that and other issues is Mayor Chris Koos of Normal. Normal's cost is going down, but the overall price of the program after cost sharing is going up by more than a third. Why is that?
It's a program that fluctuates a lot, and a lot of that has to do based on what the cost of recyclables are. Sometimes we get paid for materials, other times we have to pay to get them into the recycle stream. So it's a fluctuating event. We think they're probably growing use on it as well.
The town already has curbside recycling. Why is the Dropbox program at sites including Walmart still important?
Ecology Action Center did some surveys on the use of that. And, it turned out it's about a third, a third Normal, a third Bloomington, and a third McLean County and other. And that's why we've come up with this scenario that we split the cost on that. There are people that just, they like the idea of doing their own recycling in a drop box. And there are some people that frankly don't want to buy a tote or can't afford a tote to buy one for curbside. And so they're perfectly happy taking recyclables to a drop box. There are also people that live in townhomes and that are kind of in the middle in terms of they're not in a large multifamily unit and they're not in single family, so they don't get picked up.
Since about 40% of total recycling for the town comes through the Dropbox program, it raises a question about bang for the buck for curbside. How could that be made better or alternatively be dropped if the cost per unit recycled is so much higher?
You know, it's something that we work on continually to try and get people to recycle. We encourage it periodically through our utility bills and that to try and get more people to do it. You know, we're looking out into the long term. It's more important that we reduce as much going to the landfill as we possibly can, because if it gets to the point where we would remove curbside recycling, it would just divert that much more material to the landfill, and that would raise prices.
The intergovernmental agreement between the county and Bloomington and Normal will reduce the town cost proportionately of the entire Dropbox program. But there were some no votes, a couple based on the idea that the contract for Midwest Fiber should follow ratification of the intergovernmental agreement. That didn't get a majority, but it does raise a question, why go to the labor of crafting a contract without being sure it will take effect through the intergovernmental agreement? Yes, there's no effect on the town, but it seems inefficient.
We are fully confident that there will be a contract. And the contract for the recycling is with the town. The participation by the city of Bloomington and the county is through intergovernmental agreement. So it's not that three entities have to sign the contract. We sign the contract, and then we, through intergovernmental agreement, get reimbursed from McLean County and from the city of Bloomington.
Yeah, but the three no votes kind of indicate that it seems some reservations, though, about continuing to bear the cost of the program without the cost sharing.
But in the clause of the contract, there is termination. So if one of the entities, and we fully expect in the next 2 weeks for them to take action on it, if one of the entities drops out, then we'll terminate the contract.
As has become common in recent months, several council members pushed back during the meeting against statements from council member Stan Nord. Kathleen Lorenz criticized Nord for saying something to the effect of who even runs the city and accusing the town staff of giving secret discounts to Phoenix investors for its development on the north end of town. Karen Smith called out Stan Nord on saying the town staff secretly brought the Midwest Fiber recycling back into play. Kevin McCarthy chided Nord for interrupting and speaking over the city manager. You even snarked at Nord. You were surprised he voted yes on bills after having so many problems with that item. Why is this happening more now? Is it the coming elections?
Yes, that's my read on it. It's to kind of stir the pot going into election season. is how I see this, because it has very definitely been timed to this season.
Which, the pushback or the comments from
the the comments and the level of rhetoric has risen pretty strongly in the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 meetings.
Do repeated baseless attacks on town operations, such as the false comment on secret discounts, risk delegitimizing government in the public mind?
I very definitely does with some people, and other people are pretty outraged. You know, it's a microcosm model of what's happening at the national scene. People have seen the Trump administration do this kind of thing very successfully, as we're in a ratification of President-elect Biden's election. There are people out there that are saying it was a rigged election and we need to stop it without any proof.
Mayor Chris Koos of Normal, thanks.
You're welcome.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas the day after most council meetings. Mayor Terry Renner of Bloomington will be next week. I'm Charlie Schlenker.